Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are talking about the Browns' embarrassing performance to the Dallas Cowboys yesterday at home. And to be honest with you guys, I thought to myself, you know what? There was the element of unknown, right? Maybe the element of unknown is a good thing here. You're trotting out a new offense, right? We can trust the Browns' defense because it's at home. And in fairness, the Browns' defense early in that game gave you a chance to stay in the game. But like the rest of the team, they did wilt over the next quarter and a half. So that by the time you got, by the time the Browns actually had their best offensive possession of the day, it still felt like way too little, way too late. And the reason why it bugs me, and listen, if you say it's the route running, you're not wrong. If you say it's the coaching, you're not wrong. If you say it's the quarterback play, you certainly aren't wrong. The running game, the defensive line being gashed play after play after play by CeeDee Lamb or Brandon Cook's 97-year-old ass, you're not wrong about any one of those single things. The thing that bugs me is that the Browns have made strides since 2020. And under Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, and I know this is not a popular thing to say today because we're just supposed to bag on everyone, they have made tremendous strides from where they were in 2016, 2017, 2018, and with Freddie Kitchens' goofy ass in 2019. Right? The problem is days like yesterday prove that they still have a ways to go. Because the bar is not be better than Freddie Kitchens or Hugh Jackson or Pat Shurmur. The bar is to be as good as Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And I do think that, and this is where I'm going to be the optimist, right? This is where I'm going to play the fool here. That I do think that how they answer against Jacksonville, I'm going to give them the chance to answer properly. Because more often than not, when the Browns have had a oopsie under Kevin Stefanski, they come back. But I just cannot stomach another conversation about, well, why did they fold? Why did they look like they played with no confidence and they didn't play together? And that does speak to even the defense. Like, I don't know who I can give a passing grade for yesterday. Dustin Hopkins? Cool. Charlie Hewlett? Cool. One or two other players. But yesterday wasn't just a team loss. It was an organizational loss. Because for going on 5 years in, those kind of losses should be eradicated. And I will tell you, I'm going to say the one thing that I've not said. Yesterday was a failure in leadership. Because you came out with no energy. And now that's where we mostly on the offensive side of the ball. And then every single time that you were given an opportunity to get back in that game, you punted, quite literally in most of the instances. That, to me, is about Kevin Stefanski. That, to me, is about Deshaun Watson. That, to me, is about the five or six leaders they have on the team. And I keep coming back to this, but it's true. You want to talk about Deshaun Watson missing every big throw that was, what, 10 yards or more? Yep. You're not wrong. You want to talk about Kevin Stefanski's absolutely boneheaded decision to run on 3rd and 7 when you're trying to get back in that game? You're not wrong. You want to talk about the offensive line's underwhelming play? You're not wrong. There's very few things you can say today that are wrong about the performance. But when we start to put the blame org chart together, at the very top, it's just leadership. And that's what bugs me. The idea that Kevin Stefanski, I guarantee you Kevin knew and felt those vibes, whatever that was, going into that game. And the idea that Kevin couldn't do something to engage that and eradicate that, to get his team focused, it is the last remaining kernel of doubt anyone should have about Kevin Stefanski. I know we can scheme up an offense outside of yesterday. I know that he can go ahead and reach guys who are good teammates and good football players and good men, but can he truly lead people? Because when you get halfway through a Kansas City ass-kicking and the response that you have is more defeat on top of more defeat, I have to look at the head coach. And I'm not trying to be this guy. Mike Tomlin ain't letting that thing go that way. John Harbaugh ain't letting that thing go that way. And that really feels like the last thing, if Kevin Stefanski isn't here for the next decade, it'll be that. Because plenty of really smart dudes can use words like process and be a soft, wet fart into the microphone every time somebody goes looking for accountability. That's fine. Listen, I'll be honest with you, because Fedor and I argued about it on Friday. I'm not expecting every time Kevin Stefanski comes to the microphone. I get it that his personality is that he's not going to say things into the microphone. That's fine when you win and you play hard. Or honestly, I'll say that's fine if you just play hard. But when you don't play hard, when your team does not play hard, when you had arguably your worst game as a head coach in the NFL, or certainly in the last 2 years, 3 years, when that happens, it's a little bit more than just, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. I got to coach better. No bleep. No kidding. Tell me something that I don't know. Well, how are you going to get Deshaun going? Well, we just got to be better as a team. Okay. That is a moment where the bare minimum, showing up so you don't get fined a la Marshawn Lynch, isn't enough. When leadership fails you, I expect to hear leadership and something real. And yet again today, if you listen to the press conference, 12:30 during Baskin and Phelps, you got more of nothing. We're real disappointed. And I will say, there was something that Kevin said yesterday that absolutely did piss me off. And I get it, because it's in the moment. Well, you know, winning games in the NFL is hard. That's a slight paraphrase, by the way, because I make everything Ivy League sound a little bit Gomer Pyle. But, yeah, Kevin, the issue is not that you didn't win the game. The issue is you got nowhere close and your team didn't compete. Competing is not hard. Competing is effort, focus, being able to be there as a team together, taking a punch and getting back up. Those things, that's not hard. Every single person listening does that every single day. So yes, Deshaun was awful. Guilty. Yes, Kevin was awful. Guilty. The O-line played like crap. Guilty. The wide receivers showed zero crispness in any of the things that they did. Guilty. Njoku got hurt. Guilty. I don't want to bag on David. He got hurt. The defense gave up a chunk play after chunk play. And it was all about communication, by the way. And focus, apparently. Guilty. Leadership. Leadership. That's why you got the living crap kicked out of you yesterday on national television on Tom Brady's damn debut. Start there and let's work ourselves down. 216-474-0092. Where does the blame, if we're doing the blame org chart, where do you start here? It sucks when you can't just start with a play, a player, a style of play. Scott, welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, Nick. I'm confident that they'll clean up the lack of discipline and effort. But to me, the long-term season issue is going to be Stefanski excels at the run, screen, play action. I don't think he's good at that. I think he's great at that. I think that was our identity for a while. And now Deshaun only wants to improvise out of the shotgun. And he's way below average at that right now anyway.
Scott, for a second, Scott, I thought you kind of sounded like Kevin Stefanski, and I was like, this is the greatest burner call in the history of it. But I'm now confident you're not Kevin.
What else? I am not Kevin. But I'm a big Kevin fan. I honestly am. I think he's going to clean up the discipline, though.
Yeah, it's weird that it was this game that happened, and I thank you for the call. When you've spent a whole preseason and a whole camp and everything gearing up towards one game. And I actually agree with Scott. I don't expect this to be a consistent, meaning like I don't expect the same things that killed you this week when it comes to leadership, effort, focus, communication. I would be very surprised if they hurt you in Jacksonville. Because 99% of the time, when this very thing that has happened probably 7 or 8 times in the now 5 years with Kevin and Andrew, it has been nipped in the bud almost immediately. The West Coast road trip last year was kind of the rare back-to-backer. It doesn't make it any more easy to digest, though. And you guys know, I was willing to go out when it came to look at the offense. I said
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Long as I can remember. I don't know they're going to start fast. And I don't know that I'm going to judge them based off the offensive performance in week one. It's by the time we get to Philadelphia on October 13th, that's where I'm going to need to see what the full-fledged offense is in that thing humming on all levels. That being said, I did not know that we were going to start out with one of the quintessentially worst offensive performances we've seen from the Cleveland Browns. That didn't look like Deshaun Watson out there. That looked like Deshaun Kizer. And that's actually not fair because Deshaun Kizer could periodically throw the ball down the field with authority. And I do think, I think where we are with Deshaun is pretty simple. Because, you know, on one hand, it's very tough to come out here and knock Deshaun, knowing that he had some real stuff going on in his personal life. But as we were watching Deshaun yesterday, and as I rewatched this game, I don't know why I did, but as I rewatched this game, I was looking for confidence. I was looking for comfort in the system. I was looking for comfort with his teammates, synergy or chemistry, whatever you want to call it. I was looking for the physical performance. What does the shoulder look like? And I didn't see any of it. And there was a moment where when you had that, there was the hurry-up offense that you got that touchdown in the third quarter. There was a moment where, oh, what's that? Yeah, okay, is that because of what Dallas was doing defensively? Did Dallas pull back on the gas a little bit? Was that more about the hurry-up offense, which they did try to do a little bit earlier in the game, but I kind of think they had to pull back on that because they were worried about burning out the defense and gassing the defense, which is I can empathize with that. Or was it about something that was happening with Deshaun? And as quick as we got a glimmer of confidence or a glimmer of something from Deshaun, it disappeared. So it's not as simple as fix this one thing with Deshaun. I'll actually tell you guys, the thing that concerned me most coming out of this game is the guys down the field passing was awful. That speaks to a guy still coming off a shoulder injury. That scares me a lot more than confidence. Confidence for anybody ebbs and flows. For me, it ebbs and flows. I guarantee everybody out there, you have days where you feel like the coolest person in the world. You also have days or moments you feel like a dork. Like that confidence, especially confidence in sports, it's two games. You get two really good games in a row and healthy. In no time, Deshaun should be back. But when it comes to the touch, I didn't see him get anywhere close. The best thing I can say about his touch yesterday is he did err on the right side of where the ball was supposed to go. It was, 5 yards too deep or 5 yards into the sideline, but at least he wasn't trying to throw it to a back shoulder and it went to the other shoulder. I think I just found the best thing I can say about the performance yesterday. Let's go with Terry. Welcome to the show, Terry. What you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you got?
Well, no, I don't know why I asked that question. I'm sorry. I'm agreeing with you on this because, I've been calling up to the show for ages, and when Stefanski came in, I gave Stefanski a little blow off, but I wasn't never a fan of this guy because I don't understand his scheme, his game plan, but it's making me think that, okay, you get certain quarterbacks in that you know they can play in your formation. You love shotgun. You get a guy in, you put him in a shotgun. It's not working for him in the shotgun in the 5-wide. And people need to stop blaming Deshaun. Look, you see, went 24 for what, 25 for what, such yards, and guys dropping passes. The fans didn't deserve this, and Stefanski, I just had enough of you. The fans are running him out of here just like how we ran Tim Couch out of here, and I like Tim Couch too, though, but we made him cry, but we need to give it to this guy. Oh, he don't belong here, for real. He really don't.
Terry,
I don't want him.
Terry, appreciate you, buddy. You gave us a lot to ponder there. Unfortunately, Terry, Kevin did just get a contract extension. So I will say, if you're looking to run him out of town, I'd be a little worried there. You can blame Deshaun and blame everything else around him. To put this anywhere specifically other than Deshaun is a cop-out. Deshaun didn't look good yesterday. And also apparently still doesn't know how to slide or unload the ball when he should. But I'll give you, Stefanski had a rough day. To say it's not on Deshaun, I think would be grossly unfair to everybody involved in all of our intelligences.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.